B-Pod Studios.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Good morning, all.
What day is it?
Pump day.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
It's Wednesday. Who doesn't get excited about Wednesday?
That sounds boring. You'll be great at it.
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
These guys are hilarious.
I'm a pretty good guy, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised how much fun we can have together.
Sounds like a fun crew.
Let Wednesday begin!
Hit it!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. You made it to Wednesday. Now, we talked about it Monday. This is supposed to be the longest feeling week of the year. How's it feel?
I'm okay. What's
Not
today?
Bad, right?
Friday?
It's Friday.
Yeah, no, it's Wednesday, but it is National Bubble Bath Day,
oh,
which is
terrific.
Nice.
Oh, terrific.
Last time you had a nice bubble bath?
I'm trying to think. The last time I had a bubble bath, I was in a hotel.
Really? You don't do that?
I don't do that.
When my girls were here for Christmas, they were using our bathtub.
Yeah,
and they left bath bombs, which is nice.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah, all over the house.
Oh, like in like not just a present for you guys?
No, they use them and leave them, you know, the package for us.
It's nice.
It's crazy, right? Like,
who raised them, huh?
That's why I want to just luxuriating bath bombs all over the
house. Bath is a commitment. It really is. A bubble bath is a commitment. First, you have to wait till the bathtub fills up.
Would there be a problem with the guy taking a bubble bath? Would that be a turn off for you?
Well, if I
Think
felt like
that.
If I walked home, came home today and I felt
in a bubble bath,
reading like Us magazine in a bubble bath with candles, I would be like, I am Insta-storing this right now.
Make sure everything's covered with bubbles, Dave.
Yeah. Okay, so it's the...
It would be amazing.
Yeah.
But if it was a habit, like, oh yeah, Dave's like got to take his bubble bath before he goes out, I'd be like, what? That is a deal breaker.
All right, so it's the bubbles are the problem, not the bath.
No, the bath is a problem.
Oh, really?
It's like I found Dave like in his little tubby.
What if it is... What if it's jacuzzi?
Like a bubble bath for two?
Yeah.
You know what?
No, I'm saying it was
that looks
jacuzzi.
Good on the Love Boat. And it's not good in life.
And Cialis commercials look good.
No.
What if you came home and Dave had a bubble bath ready for you?
Yeah. With champagne.
With champagne?
Rose petals.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be
amazing.
Today's the day.
Dave.
That means he'd have to clean the bathtub. It's not happening.
I'm sorry to blow your little fantasy
my
out of the water. All right.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool. Right.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, LBF, what's cool?
How to break that bad habit. I have new and exciting tips.
Okay. That sounds exciting.
It is.
And new.
And fresh. All right.
And familiar.
All right, Brian.
All right, I've got the update on the first round of the greatest of all time Jeopardy tournament.
Amazing. All right, I'm going to tell you why you need to feel very happy about where you live today. Good news, okay?
Okay.
About Massachusetts and also a lot of New England states. All right, report sponsored by Riviera University. Earn a flexible, affordable online degree from Riviera University. Choose from career-focused programs in business, nursing, psychology, public health, and more. Degrees feature expert faculty, generous transfer credit options, and academic excellence. Get started at RivieraRadio.com, LBF.
Okay, bad habits, hard to break. But there's this new book by B.J. Fogg, who's actually going to be at Harvard Bookstore tonight, called Tiny Habits, The Small Changes That Change Everything. I'll give you three ways that you can really break a habit. It just takes little incremental things. You know, you talked about New Year's resolutions and just doing one a month instead of taking a huge bite.
Yeah, many small ones.
Many small ones.
Right.
Same thing. First, don't self-trash talk. Usually when you try to break a habit and then you go back to it, you're like, I'm a loser.
Yeah.
I'm a terrible person. Don't do that.
Don't.
Take it off the table.
Okay.
Say, you got this, you know?
Okay.
Two, create tiny new habits. Like, if you don't like to floss your teeth, I don't know who doesn't. I love flossing my teeth. Floss one tooth, not just the whole thing.
What?
Start with one tooth. This is what this guy did. If you are a clutter, like a person who has one tooth, and then eventually you'll be doing the whole mouth.
Okay.
It's taking tooth by tooth.
There. Right.
Clutter. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have your... If you
Why
have,
are you looking
like,
at me?
Your house is, like, very cluttery. Start by taking one piece of trash out of your car a day. Start and then eventually.
So you say very small.
Very small steps.
Okay.
And then this last thing is write a recipe down. Mm-hmm. Put it on like your notes in your phone, or you put it like on a like a little piece of paper and stick it to the fridge or whatever. After my boss offers me a piece of candy, I say no thank you. Or after I finish dinner, I will immediately brush my teeth to stop snacking at night. Mm-hmm. So these little reminders, just these
little
things.
Oh, not like a meatloaf recipe.
No, not a recipe for meatloaf. But those are the ways to do it.
I brought in from the Yankee Swap some cherry covered chocolates if you want to have one of those.
Yeah, no thank
just
you.
Just one.
Thank you.
Just floss after.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Brian.
All right, last night was the first game of the greatest of all time tournament, Jeopardy. It's on again tonight, 8 o'clock, ABC, and it's Brad Rutter, James Holzhauer, and Ken Jennings, the top three money winners. And here's how it went last night for the second game of the match. Here's the final Jeopardy.
This man's name was given to a comet that crashed into Jupiter in 1994. He's the only human whose remains lie on the moon. Now we go to Ken Jennings, and he wrote down, who is Schumacher? Correct. That gives you a two-game total of 63,400. Over to James Holzhauer now. Came up with Schumacher. That brings you up to 30,000 for this game. Earlier, you had 33,200. So you are 200 points shy. And that means that Ken Jennings has won the first match.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So he needs two more wins to take the tournament. Best first one to three matches wins the tournament.
That was tight. Really
tough. It was tough. It did not make
you feel
smart.
Were the questions harder than they were? Okay.
They were hard.
Yeah. What's that new Jeopardy theme all about?
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that next time.
They had
new think music, not the classic think music.
It's too frenetic.
A little weird.
Sound like Sega, right?
Yeah, a little bit weird.
Okay, Wallet Hub looked at 50 states in the U.S., judging them on factors which determine which are the best and worst to raise your family. Guess who is number two? Massachusetts. Number two is Massachusetts. Right. Top 10. Number four, Vermont.
Oh, really?
Number five, New Hampshire. Number nine, Connecticut.
Nice.
What's number one?
Minnesota.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Totally had a friend who lived there.
Yeah.
She had to come back to Massachusetts. She was ticked. She loved it there.
She did?
She loved it. She said it's
freezing.
The nicest place to live.
Everybody's nice, right?
Everyone's nice, and they have tunnels. Instead of going outside, they have tunnels from
like
building
a habit
to
trail.
Building.
Oh,
here,
really?
You're just a gerbil.
What are they all happy? They're happy gerbils.
Shakir loves it.
All right. What's wrong with you?
I can't help myself. I can't.
That mic is hot. That was a live radio break you just did.
I'm so sorry.
People all over our happy state are wondering why she just said that.
Don't.
Oh, my God. You want to explain?
No.
Never complain. Never explain.
She said.
Get a shot of that red face, though, Brian, if you get that. Yeah, I'd love that.
Totally.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian Neff.
The most music for your workday. Next.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
More 80s.
More variety at work.
Brian, we just talked about the new Jeopardy theme, which was... Is this new for just this tournament?
It's just for this Greatest of All Time tournament, because the regular Jeopardy was on last night, but then the Greatest of All Time was on ABC. And if you haven't set your DVR, your regular Jeopardy DVR program won't get it. It's a different thing, so make
different
sure you
channel.
Get it. You
different
missed
channel.
It last
time.
Night.
Different
All right,
time.
So here's the difference. Here's
right.
your old classic
Tried and
Jeopardy
true.
Theme here. Right?
We Final know. Jeopardy. Here we go.
Wow.
Yeah. Thinking.
Like a nice bing bong.
Yeah, clear minded.
Yes.
Go ahead, ask me anything.
Yeah.
I got this. Now
I'm going to be smart when this goes bump, bump. There we go.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
That's the classic. Here's the new one. I hope it's just for this.
I think
tournament.
It is.
Here it is. What do you think of that? It's faster.
I just think of
it sounds like Sega, right?
I think.
Sega. Right?
I think of these guys, like, in the meeting with the producers, and they got the keyboard, and they're like, all right, here's what we're going to do. How about this?
Bump it up.
Yeah.
But seriously, it's too
much. Like Ross and his keyboard.
It's too much.
It's too much.
It's too, like, frenetic. Like, it's
Wait,
too
let's see how it ends. Oh,
no,
big dramatic.
No, they, no.
I don't know.
It was too Monday Night Football for me. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. Yeah.
Like Carrie Underwood's going to come out in a miniskirt.
Okay.
All right. Well, now I'm interested.
Nice legs. All right.
You won me over.
All right. So Ken Jennings won last night.
He's the first match.
He was like the OG, right? They call him.
Well, my wife was reading an article about their buzzing skills, and Ken Jennings has been timed. He's the fastest buzzer. So.
See, I thought Holzhauer was.
No.
Because that's the secret sauce right there. You got to buzz in quick. So. Okay.
Next one's tonight, 8 o'clock.
All right, LBF, Dirty Laundry.
We need to talk a little bit about The Bachelor.
Wow.
Because Secret Life of Bob, he watches it.
No, I watched it with my wifey.
Yeah.
Carol and I watched it last night.
Oh, my God, my wifey.
What?
With a drinky poo? Get a drinky poo and watch
the drinky poo and a wifey. Yeah.
Is that a problemo?
Oh, the word wifey?
No, problemo. No, yeah, my wifey. What's wrong with that?
Wifey is the name of a Judy Blume book that I was not allowed to read. It's wifey is just like, I don't know, wifey. It's drinky poo-esque.
Well, yes, it is. And maybe we had one. We watched Bachelor. But let me tell you, I'm on the same page with you.
Right?
I'm struggling.
It's
struggling.
It's on the struggle bus to the Bachelorette Mansion.
It's getting a little wacky there. Okay. All right, here she is. Dave Falcone's wifey, LBF. Oh, no.
Wow.
Too much?
Jeez.
She does not
that
like that.
Is just...
Precious.
Okay.
Precious.
Precious. Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
All right. So we have to discuss The Bachelor. We have to talk about a 45-year-old star who's pregnant because I'm fascinated by that and why Michael Strahan is cheap. All right, here we go.
Cheap, too?
Yeah.
Oh,
two, in addition to other things that you apparently don't enjoy.
There was something last week he was struggling with.
Oh, right,
when he
yeah.
did the Alex Trebek interview, and he kept on calling him Alec Trebek.
Yes.
That was kind of weird. But anyway.
As a person who mispronounces things quite often, I even was stunned by that.
Yeah, yeah, Alec, Alec Trebek.
Okay, The Bachelor is on. Thank God. Where would we be without The Bachelor
in January? Yeah.
Oh, phew. Well, anyway, TMZ posted a video of Peter with one of the bachelorettes, Victoria Fuller. Do you remember her?
Victoria F.
Victoria F.
Because there's 15 Victorias.
Really? Like, what's the most common name you think?
On that show? I don't know.
I remember one year it was Lauren. I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah, Lauren,
then I was like, no, not cool.
No, after a while, it's not cool.
They shot him and Peter and Victoria in her hometown of Virginia Beach this past October, which suggests that she made it to the hometown visits and is one of the last four ladies in contention for that.
I think I'm tapping out of Bachelor.
You are?
Yeah, I watched it last night. And
the night before.
No. Oh, that's right, because we taped it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, my wife watched it, then I kind of watched a little bit of it. Way too much now. These girls are crazy. And they're too young. They're all 23.
Well,
when you have a 23-year-old daughter, you don't want to see this.
Right. Well, that's
don't
interesting.
Don't their parents watch this show?
I would imagine they do.
Wow.
I'm going to be on TV.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't watch.
Nana, don't watch. That's all I'm going to say.
As I said before, I'm all for women owning their own power and their own sexuality and being whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I also think, like, you know, in this case, the nanas are watching.
Yes.
Like, you know, their nana. Like,
some dignity
my grandmother,
for Nana.
Oh, my God. She was mad. She was mad when I teased my hair. I can't even imagine, like, you know.
The hot tub scene. The hot tub. Okay.
I mean, like the way that I. All right. That's the way that I watch The Real Housewives of Orange County because I feel like I'm in their sort of bracket.
Yeah.
And they're revealing things like the things that they do. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you guys have kids like in high school that they have to go to high school. And
I heard your mom.
Yeah. I heard your mom and your dad and your nanny.
Uh-huh.
And
like, oh my God.
Ugh.
They like fromage à trois.
Yeah. Well, I love cheese.
Ooh. Yeah. Me too. Right.
<So great.
laughs> Anyway.
Okay. So that continues and I will tune in.
I might tap out.
No,
we'll see.
You can't. I need you to watch it. I need you to weigh in on this.
I'll be fast-forwarding a lot.
Fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Cool with
you can watch The Bachelor like I watch sports. We can have a conversation about it. Okay.
Here we go.
So, Chloe Sevigny, she's kind of an indie, cool actress, is pregnant. Now, this is making news because she's 45.
Yeah.
Which is kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Although getting more common.
For women?
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
Yes, Bob. Do we have to talk about how this is all done?
No, I know. There are a lot of older dads.
You're not just paying attention to The Bachelor.
Yeah. Well, there are, there are a lot of...
like, you know, tips, rules.
Oh, well, let me finish. What I was meaning to say was a lot of older guys are having,
Well, yeah, it's because God is a man.
But you still need someone to help
you. Right. So that's kind of... She's been dating this guy for about a year. They're getting married. She, I don't know if they're getting married, but she's having a baby. A few years ago, this is what's interesting about the story, Chloe credited her youthful looks to not having a kid.
Ooh.
She said, I really think that that having children, unfortunately ages women, especially when they have children in their 30s, not their 20s. Mm. Wait till you have a kid when you're 45.
45.
Yeah. You know what? Ooh, all right, look at that face now, because it's not going to be the same.
Not just the face. But anyway.
I mean, that's okay. Huh? We're stressed out. Michael Strahan. He is cheap. He is so cheap because
guess
what?
How cheap is he?
He is always everywhere. He's on every morning show. Every time I turn on the TV, he's either talking like to Good Morning America. He has got that show after Good Morning America. He's on like nighttime shows, all the football shows.
He's the Ryan Seacrest of football. Okay.
His ex-wife Jean is battling it out over child support. She claims he hasn't paid their twins, they're 15 years old, support for child support or for their riding pursuits. They're due back on in court on Valentine's Day. Apparently, she is looking for $321,000 in back child support and $225,000 for the horse bill. That's a big horse.
Wow.
Yeah. But you know what?
That's chump change for him.
Chump change. And he's going to fight her on it?
No.
Bad dude. What? Never liked him since he left Kelly. I never liked him again.
I'm sensing that.
Yeah.
Sensing
he really was mean.
Uh-huh.
Underhanded.
Well, then she's ended up with who?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Seacrest.
So, oh, yeah. Right, that's true.
Yeah, the guy who takes all the jobs.
Yeah, that's right.
Can't win.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More 80s. More variety.
All right, having fun today. It's One Word Wednesday, so all we want you to do is finish this phrase, but you can only do it in one word.
Okay. This year, I resolve to blank more.
Okay. You know, we haven't had any answers yet that would, you know, you couldn't play in the radio.
Really?
Which is surprising.
I know.
For our listeners. But anyway, best prize is going to go to Ice Castles in New Hampshire. It looks amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's really cool up there.
Opens January 10th.
And actually literally cool.
Yeah. So that's Friday, right? January 10th?
Yes.
Opens Friday up in New Hampshire. It looks awesome. We have 4-packet tickets.
It's like Frozen.
To the best word. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday.
What day is it?
It's one word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Mean.
Let me finish.
It's one word. Wednesday.
I've got one word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Wednesday.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson. LBF and Brian.
All right, so here's a phrase that you have to finish. Remember, it has to be one word. Here it is.
This year, I resolve to blank more.
Okay. Now, the best one word answer gets 4 tickets to Ice Castles in New Hampshire. That looks awesome. Opens Friday. All right, Lauren, you're first. What is that one word?
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Lauren. You know that's LBF's name. People might not know that.
No, it's my name first.
Oh. All right. That means you're older.
Yes, I am.
All right, Lauren, finish this phrase.
This year, I resolve to blank more.
Smile more.
Aww.
Oh, that's nice.
You didn't smile much last year?
No, I did, but there's always room for more.
All
smile
right.
Smile can light up someone else's day.
All right,
that's
Lauren.
Great. Thanks, Lauren.
Nice call, Lauren. Have a great day. ROR, Michelle.
Hi.
All right, go ahead and finish this phrase.
This year, I resolve to blank more.
Exercise.
We wait for that one.
Yeah. Yeah. You won't do it. No, I'm kidding.
I know. That's kind of the old, that's a perennial, as we say.
I'll still stick to the plan.
All that's right. Good. Good luck.
Let us know how that works out.
Happy New Year, guys.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's keep the ball rolling. Irene, This year you pledge to blank more.
Think more.
Think more.
Think.
Mm-hmm.
That's
good.
That's a tall order.
What are you thinking about? Anything?
Think before you speak.
Okay, that's good.
I wish I could do that.
We couldn't do this job if we did that.
Right.
Maybe I should.
Sometimes.
Thank you.
Sorry, sometimes it's a tough one, but you're welcome. Thank you. Yep. Have a good day.
That's good. Thank you. All right, Carl. What's your one word?
Good morning.
Morning.
Listen.
That's good.
Listen is my one word, yes.
That is a great thing because so many people don't.
Nope.
They're always like, they're not listening. They were just waiting for their turn to talk.
Yes.
That's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Is it my turn? Okay. Well, all right, fine.
See what I mean, man?
All right. Kim, what is your one word, Kim?
My one word is to cook more.
Oh, I like that.
You know what? That's one of my words. Mm. Because I was watching.
I need to. I buy way too much food.
Right. I mean, if I throw out one more bag of salad, I'm just going to be like, come on.
You need a rabbit.
I need a rabbit and a cat. No, but you know what will get you in the mood?
What?
I watched Julia Child back to back on PBS the other weekend.
God.
It's delightful. It will make you want to go make like a souffle. I mean,
yeah,
you'll fail probably
you
miserably.
You'll
but
feel like it.
Right? It's like that movie.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Kim. All right.
Good luck, Kim.
Thank you. Jody, what is your one word you resolve to do more of?
I like the word embrace more.
Hmm. I do not.
Like people embrace? Or ideas?
Life. Embrace life.
Nice.
Oh, that's
nice.
Good. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, but people
see, LBF doesn't like to be embraced, so that's a problem.
Embrace.
Yeah, she doesn't
like. I
like
it, though. Yeah. That's nice. That's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
Well, good.
Thank you.
Have a great year. Okay.
Have a good day.
Embrace it. All right. So the
don't do it at work.
Don't do it at work. No
HR
embracing.
Might get involved.
Yeah. I've never seen anybody who doesn't like a hug more than you.
I like hugging
certain
people.
Maybe that should be your resolution.
To hug people more?
Yeah.
My God, I get the flop sweats. No.
All right. Nobody wants to see that. All right. Here's the phrase.
This year, I resolve to blank more.
Blank more. So let's see. We'll go to the phones. WROR. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Cindy.
All right, Cindy, what is your one word?
My one word is kind.
You're going to be more kind.
Oh, I see what you did. To be more kind. Okay.
More kind. All right.
Well, good.
All right.
Because people were saying you were a real.
You're not lying about that.
Be more honest, LBF. Yeah,
right.
Fine.
All right. Thanks, Cindy.
Next call, ROR. Good morning. Who's this?
Lisa.
All right. What is your one word?
It's Lisa.
What's your one word, Lisa?
Volunteer.
Oh, a volunteer.
That's sweet.
That's good.
Do you have any place you want to volunteer?
Probably a place to turn or the food bank in Natick.
Oh, that's terrific.
It's nice. Good stuff.
All right, we're holding you to it. We're going to check in with you in a month.
Right. All right, one more. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Gail Caldera.
All right, Gail, finish this phrase.
This year, I resolve to blank more.
Save small.
Save? Good idea.
Save. Save more money?
Uh-huh.
Smart.
No, save more water.
save
more bag salad. Good luck. It's hard to do that, but you can do it.
All right.
It's Wednesday.
What day is it?
It's one word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Mean.
Let me finish.
It's one word. Wednesday.
I've got one word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Wednesday.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. You're playing for four tickets to Ice Cap. Castles in New Hampshire. It looks fun, doesn't it?
Yes, like Elsa just came and did her thing.
And left. All right, that opens Friday in six cities across the USA, but it's going to be in New Hampshire. So best one word gets a four-pack of tickets to what looks to be a pretty cool adventure. So let's go to, I think it's Thomas. What is your one word, Thomas, to finish the phrase? You there, Thomas?
Huh. Oh, there you appreciate.
Go. Oh, appreciate. You
appreciate
more?
Appreciate. That's nice.
Did you didn't appreciate last year, or what's the deal?
Well, we just celebrated my wife and I just celebrated our 17-year anniversary.
Oh.
So I think I could do a bit. appreciate her more.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice. Appreciate your wifey more,
yeah, I think,
Thomas.
Oh, my God, wifey. Oh, yeah. My God, what, yeah, the, no,
wifey. I'd like my house to appreciate a little bit.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, Thomas. What's your wife's name?
Right,
give her a shout out.
Joanne.
All right. That's
happy
nice.
Anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Robert, what is your...
Hello.
Finish the phrase.
This year I resolved to blank more.
Vacation.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
That's
smart.
Great.
You know, I mean, come on. What would be better than that?
I can't
Nothing.
Think of it. No, that's nice because you can do everything on vacation. All those other one words.
Oh, my God.
But if you're right, you can eat.
You can blank more.
Oh,
blank
my
more.
God.
Thanks, Robert.
If that's
All right.
it.
All right. Here's the phrase.
This year, I resolved to blank more.
Right, let's go to the phones.
See more.
Oh. Like what?
Yeah. The sights.
Oh,
the ice sculptures.
Oh, I see what you did there. Nice job.
Judy, I see what you did. Nice job, Judy.
Thanks, Judy.
All right, bye-bye. Okay. All right, we got Jacqueline. What is your one word?
Donate.
Oh.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Like, for instance?
Here's my Venmo number.
No,
no, that's great, actually. What are you going to donate to?
The Alzheimer's Association.
Oh, that's really great.
That's nice.
Australia.
Yeah,
that's definitely needed now.
That's a great, great fill in the blank. That's
that
good.
Is.
Yeah.
You made the rest of us look bad, but
yep,
that's good.
That's okay.
Yeah. The ones you want to eat more? How do you feel now? Thanks, Jacqueline.
Thanks, Jacqueline.
Thank you.
All right, Kirsten, finish this phrase.
This year, I resolved to blank more.
Participate.
Oh.
That's great. And what?
Just in everything, as opposed to just sitting on the sidelines and texting and this and that, you know, get involved.
I love
to find
that
one word.
Go ahead. What are you going to do first to participate?
Well, she called this
night. Probably just get involved in an activity, I would guess,
well,
as opposed to just
activity.
Liking it on Facebook.
Yeah, like, you know.
No, yeah.
I get it. We're like a bunch of scrollers, and we just sort of, we do
yeah,
observe
we scroll.
Everything.
We say, oh, I like that. Oh, I'm going to donate to that, or I'm going to go to that, you know. All we do is like.
Mm-hmm.
So start doing it more.
I like
good one.
I like
this
that.
One.
That's really good. All right, Kirsten. Where are you from, by the way?
Middleton.
Thanks
You're
for participating.
Have a great
we appreciate
day.
It. Bye-bye.
Well,
you know what? I think we have a winner.
I think we do.
Let's go with Kirsten. That was really good. Participate.
I think that it's a great idea. Just get involved because we do sit on the sidelines so much and just mm-hmm. like and do it and just get involved. It's
right.
One of my favorite things. The best year I ever had was the year I said yes to everything.
Is that right?
Yeah.
To everything.
Everything?
Everything.
It's
been a
yes
fun year for Dave. Okay.
There's something wrong with everybody in this room except me.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Sure. Yeah, sure. We.
Oh, my God.
Want to make Kirsten the winner?
Yes, please.
Let's do it. Okay, we got four tickets to Ice Castles in New Hampshire. Awe-inspiring, must-see winter phenomenon. Built with hundreds of thousands of icicles that bring fairy tales to life. For more info or to purchase your tickets, visit icecastles.com. Looks great, doesn't it?
It really does. You go if you go on their Instagram, it's a very Instagram-worthy place to go.
Mm.
Cool pictures. It's like being in Frozen. And what's the name of that town that she froze?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Arendelle.
Thank
that was good,
you,
Brian.
Dad
you.
Of two.
Yeah.
I've seen it a thousand
right.
times.
So, Kirsten, congratulations. So, where in New Hampshire is it? Do we know? I know it opens Friday.
It's just like in the
in the woodsy area.
The cold part.
Yeah. Ice Castles is it. All right. Let's see. We're coming up. Dirty Laundry.
Speaking of ice and Frozen. So something happened to a woman at a screening of Frozen 2 that may change the way we wear our hair to the movie theater.
Really? People love it when you lose. 747. Oh, yeah, she's got a mouse in the house, but you know what? She still came to work today.
I know. It was hiding in my dirty laundry. It was so terrible.
The little mousey in your house. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we will.
Meanwhile,
I got a problem.
Go to the laundry room. What do you have?
Okay, so here's what's happening. Henry Winkler, just an update.
Mm-hmm.
In case you missed it.
Yeah.
Why Henry Winkler hates Tom Hanks. I just can't believe this little celebrity battle, but it's funny to me.
Well, it is weird. Tom Hanks and Henry Winkler don't get along, and they're supposed to be the two nicest people in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. I just lost
something. Did you
lose it? Yep, I found it.
All right, you got it?
All right, but before I get to that, I found exactly what I'm looking for. So what happened at the movie theater where a woman was watching Frozen 2, and it might change the way we wear our hair to the movies?
Okay, what happened?
So this woman from England was complaining because she went to see Frozen 2 with her kids, and she wound up sitting behind a woman whose hair bun was so high it blocked her view of the film.
Mm-hmm.
A high up bun.
Yeah.
They're all wearing their hair like that these days.
Yeah,
you know that?
Mm-hmm.
It's like just hugely giant.
Big,
and now she thinks
buns.
That certain hairdos should not be allowed in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever sat in back of somebody who was like just a ridiculous situation?
Yeah.
Reminds me of a Sesame Street episode where Ernie's behind somebody at the movie with a big hat.
And tall people.
But tall people are the worst.
They can't help it. At least they can't help it.
I mean, tall is fine. It's just your torso. Like, a tall torso to head ratio is terrible when you're in, like, these teeny tiny seats at the theater and you're, like, forked over $150 and you can only see the back of this guy's head.
And you're moving your head left
and
right.
Oh, and it's awful. Yeah, and then you have to switch.
He moves,
and then the person behind you. It's like the wave.
It's cascading problems.
It goes through the entire theater.
So anyway.
But yeah, so anyway, she took to Facebook and said that people should not wear their hair that high up. I think as a courtesy, because I feel really bad before. My hair's straighter now because I have it straightened. But when I was younger, I wore my hair really curly because that's the way it was in its natural state. And I would always apologize to the person behind me because I felt like my hair just took up a lot of space.
That was nice of you to do that.
I didn't do anything
Did you ever go to a concert and spend the whole time on somebody's shoulders? That's the other thing.
Me?
Yeah.
Have you seen me?
Half the concert.
Wow. Never.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly
those people.
Have you ever? I was a bass in cheerleading. All right, let's get this straight.
On the pyramid, you were the.
I was the spotter and the bass.
Got it.
No, did you ever, one question, have you ever had anybody in front of you of a concert put a person on their shoulders?
I hate that. No.
Well, yeah, that's
of course
terrible.
They have. It's the worst. Have
you ever had somebody on your shoulders at a concert?
Yeah, she was hot, so that was fine.
Really?
Yeah.
So the hot girls get asked to
do
that, huh? And I'm like, and they ask me to go get the beers.
Not for long.
Well,
I'm sure I annoyed people.
Please don't do that in a movie theater.
Don't do
but also, if you are wearing a high up bun like I know everybody is, when you go to the theater, please take it down for the sake of the short people behind you.
There you
it's
go.
Sad.
All
okay.
Right.
The other thing I wanted to mention, I can't believe it. Now you pointed out to me that no one ever invited me to play chicken in a pool either.
Aww.
Remember that?
Jeez, maybe Dave can do it later. You know,
I'm having an existential.
You have an existential.
I'm
problem.
Having a crisis.
You know what? It's not too late for Dave to hoist you on his shoulders.
Hoist.
Wow.
What? No,
this
not
is getting worse.
Wrong word.
Might not have been the wrong
word. All right. Why does Henry Winkler hate Tom Hanks? Because he said something about hoisting. So anyway, just in case
you're
missed it, Henry Winkler is not a big Tom Hanks fan because 30 years ago he got fired as the director of the movie Turner and Hooch because they didn't get along.
Right.
And Henry once said, I got along better with Hooch than I did with Turner.
The dog.
And I'm bringing this up because Tom Hanks accepted the Cecil B. DeMille Award at the Golden Globes the other night, and the camera panned to Henry
did
Winkler,
really?
Who was not smiling. He wasn't smirking. He was just kind of keeping his...
He did the old clean the teeth maneuver, like the old...
Yeah, sort of that.
You know?
So... Mm-hmm. I guess, I mean, do you really think they hate each
Someone
other?
Someone needs to apologize and move on.
I think that
Come on.
Because Tom Hanks.
Well, I don't think Hooch can do it.
No.
Yeah. Because Tom Hanks got Henry Winkler fired, that he should apologize. Also, it's so interesting to me that the two nicest people in Hollywood don't like each other. Is there a person who's famously nice that you cannot stand?
I can't think of anybody offhand.
Or like famous, and they'll be like, oh, he's a wonderful person, but you know deep down.
Oh, well, they're
right?
We've talked about her. There's a you know, TV host who also won a big award Sunday night.
Yes.
Who we know.
Yeah. Right.
Some people say she's not as nice.
No.
As they,
so maybe Henry
plays.
Winkler's on to something. I hope he's not.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope it's like they're just two nice people and they can't get along because they're so nice.
That could be it. That'd be nice. Are we done?
We're done.
All right.
You bet.
You bet. You want to talk about
hoisting?
Hoisting?
Yeah, maybe see you and Dave go to a concert this summer.
Oh my God.
Get you up on his shoulders.
Whatever.
That'd be fun.
Dave will be in the
just
hospital.
Don't wear your hair in a bun.
Weeks.
That's all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
Yes, it is. And our player today is Heather Danner. And Heather's from Bridgewater, Mass. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
So, you're a wine guide. So, now, what does a wine guide do?
So, I do in-home wine tastings in people's homes. And we learn about wine and tasting wine, and we pair different foods with the wine because a lot of people don't realize that depending on what you eat can change the flavor of the wine around. So it's just a different tasting experience.
Wow.
What goes well with Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Minis? Because I found myself eating those last night.
You could do a nice Merlot.
Well, yeah, that'd be nice. I had a red blend, actually.
Look at you.
So.
Perfect. Wow. All right.
Thank you.
All right, Heather. All right, Heather, here we go. You ready to win $1,000?
I'm ready.
Okay, here's how it works. LBF over there is going to have a couple more Reese's Pieces. Then she's going to ask you 10 questions. Get them all right. We'll give you $1,000. And if you're stumbling, just say pass. We'll get back to it if we have time. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
How many items in a half dozen?
Six.
What time of day is 0 hour in the Elton John song Rocket Man?
Midnight.
Whose wife could eat no lean?
Jack Spratt.
How many friends are featured on the TV show Friends?
Six.
Is if someone is taking your axillary temperature, where have they put the thermometer?
Under your tongue.
What provides the red color in a tequila sunrise cocktail?
Grenadine.
What is diazepam better known as?
Valium.
How many eyelids does a cat have on each eye?
Two.
What killed more than 500,000 Americans in 1918?
The plague.
What was Mr. Belvedere's first name?
Pass.
That's the last one.
Ron.
Lauren. Mrs. Belvedere.
Yes. Kind of close.
Okay, Heather, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 right. Here's what you missed. Okay.
But that's a good job. Okay, the time of day, 0 hour, 9 a.m. In the Elton John song, Rocket Man.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Number
if someone
five.
Is taking your axillary temperature, they've put the thermometer under your arm.
Then they wash it.
Yes. And what? How many eyelids does a cat have on each eye? Actually, three.
What killed
more than 500,000 Americans in 1918? It was the flu.
Yeah.
And Mr. Belvedere's first name, not Lauren, but Lynn.
Not bad.
Yeah.
It was Lynn Belvedere.
So pretty close.
Yeah.
You did a great job. I was like, I think we are about the same age. And I said, I think she's going to know. Number seven. That's diazepam. I'm like, we all know.
That's Valium. She also knew grenadine.
That's right. I like you, Heather. I like you a lot.
And Mr. Belvedere's first name was Lynn.
Lynn.
I don't think anybody on Jeopardy knew that last night.
Definitely not. They should hire me.
That was tough. Hey, good news. Jeez. Heather, congratulations. So you got two tickets to the Doobie Brothers 50th anniversary tour featuring Tom Johnston, Michael McDonald, Pat Simmons at the Xfinity Center. That is July 3rd, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Congratulations. Question.
What goes with that?
No, is it proper to sniff the bottle cap? Or is it just the cork?
You can do both.
Go ahead. Sniff that cap. There you go. All right, Heather, thanks for playing. If you think you're super smart and you want to have a shot at $1,000, go to WROR.com, sign up there, and we've got a really cool new home version of Super Smart on our website.
Yeah, you can play the game yourself. So
it's multiple choice.
Yeah. So it's a little bit easier.
Yeah, but
and
still.
And it's fun. See if you're super smart.
You'll find out. Just check it out at WROR.com.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, LBF, what do you got? What's cool?
Well, I'm very excited because Girl Scout cookie season is here. Mm. Just when you decided to lose some weight and exercise, and they've added a new cookie.
My wife is going to love this cookie.
I'm going to love this cookie,
You like
too.
These cookies,
yes,
too?
Yes, I do.
I know. I'll be buying a box. Brian Bell.
All right. The big Jeopardy tournament, the greatest of all time, started last night. There was something a little weird about it, I think.
Yeah, a little different.
Yeah, I was like,
we're not sure we like
it.
It
was good, but I don't know.
All right, we'll see what you think. And I'm going to tell you exactly to the minute when your energy level peaks, so you better not waste it. Okay, we're not that far from it right now. Peak energy.
All right.
How are you doing?
I'm tired. Yeah. I'm tired, actually.
It's yours still to come. Hang in there. All right, what do you got?
Okay, so Girl Scout cookie season. My favorite are the, I love Thin Mints, and I like them frozen, but I can eat a sleeve of those, like, easy. I mean, it just, like, whoop right
now. Yeah,
and
then,
what are the caramel delights? Is that what they call them? Now, they used to be called Samoas, but now those are delicious with the caramel and the coconut and the chocolate.
You like those?
They're not enough in the package.
Yeah.
But the new one, and I'm excited, they're called Lemon Ups, and it's a crispy lemon cookie, and it features 8 phrases inspired by Girl Scouts, like, I'm a go-getter, I'm an innovator, I'm going to wolf this down. I'm just kidding.
I'm eating my feelings.
Thin Mints have that on it. Food is love, eating my feelings.
Yeah.
It's not the only lemon cookie offered. The Lemonades cookie is a shortbread cookie with lemon-flavored icing. But that's only in select markets. I didn't realize they do select markets, which kind of freaks me, which means I'm going to have to travel.
Do you guys ever... Well, I'll pick them up for you. They're all
Thanks.
Over. Do you guys ever go to the gingerbread factory? Gingerbread house? What is that? There's one in Winchester.
Oh, the gingerbread bakery?
Gingerbread
where they
bakery.
Do those muffins that are amazing?
Amazing lemon muffins.
Lemon muffins. Do you lemon poppy seed or just lemon?
Well, I think it's poppy seed.
And they get the lemon filling in.
Oh, my God.
You would love that. Lemon meringue, lemon, all of it. So,
you know,
lemon.
In Wakefield, I think, somewhere.
There's one on Quanapowitt. There's one in Winchester. You haven't lived.
No, but you know what? You drive by it all the time.
You know what? Yeah.
Why don't you hoist yourself over there?
I'm gonna get one just for you, LBL.
Okay, thank you.
One for Carol and one for you. I'll take two, please. All right, Brian Bell.
Okay, so last night, Jeopardy. Primetime, big event. The first match was last night, and the match was 2 games. Mm. And the winner of the first match was Ken Jennings. He beat out Brad Rutter, and then he beat James Holzhauer by only 200 points. So he's got the first win. First to 3 wins wins the whole tournament.
He's the OG.
But when it came down to Final Jeopardy, I noticed something different. So you know the regular Final Jeopardy music?
Well, let me just play the regular, This is the regular. Relaxing.
Comforting.
Helps you think.
It's like a sleeve of Thin Mints. It's comforting. Exactly. You feel good.
Right. Goes down easy.
But then Final Jeopardy came up last night during the prime time, and it sounded like this.
They sped it
up. I'm tense.
Yeah.
Right? Tense. I'm nervous.
It's like 2 sleeves.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't know.
Let's see how it ends, though. Bob.
Oh, and it's good.
You're thinking.
And he's like, pew, 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 pew.
I don't like it. It sounds too much like Sega, right?
Yeah, it's
Sega.
Very.
Sega.
Yeah.
Look out. Here it
two
is.
Two guys and like.
Bump.
Boston Popsy kettle drum worked it up for the new tournament. So I don't know.
Right.
I don't know,
but it's still fun to watch.
Tournament was great. So it's on again tonight, ABC, 8:00.
All right. Your energy level, according to a survey in England, is about to peak. Would you like to know peak energy time?
Sure.
10:28.
About right.
10:28. That's when the average person feels they have the most energy. Then it plummets and bottoms out. Guess when?
10:29.
Nope. 2:43.
Yeah.
By quarter
That's
3.
That's time for the kids to get home.
Pooped up.
Great.
Now, they also asked people list of things that they're just too tired to do on any given day. Would you like to guess their number one thing they're too tired to do because they don't have the energy?
Oh, I mean, like...
Number one.
Exercise.
Yes.
Oh, of course.
Nailed it.
Too.
Exactly.
Can I?
I wonder why I guessed that.
Yeah. Number two, too tired to clean the house.
Okay. Yeah.
Number three. Any guesses, Brian? Number three, too tired to have
a little fun.
Cookies?
Yeah, that's right. No, never too
cookies.
Tired.
Nope, not cookies.
Brian had it. Too tired to have a little afternoon fun.
A matinee.
No matinees. Too tired.
No one's ever too tired to eat a sleeve of Thin Mints, though.
We should try doing it at 10:28 in the morning.
10:28 is when we're going to have our fun. Okay, there we go.
HR is going to have a really lot to talk about.
Yeah.
I got to get out of here.
All right. Yes. All right, no, it's a gingerbread construction company. That's okay, what it is. I knew it was a factory. Oh, a lot of construction
right,
going on.
They hoist a lot of muffins.
I'm going to listen.
Yeah,
okay.
Hoist them into your mouth.
Yeah. So I apologize if I offended with
let me just back up for
hoist,
a second
because oh, I was boy. In the Navy and
that's
it's a naval term
right
hoist
so just to a reminder to everybody that about a half an hour ago maybe a little longer Bob said asked if I'd ever been on somebody's shoulders at a concert and then I said have you seen me no and he said no I'm sure Dave could hoist you up on his shoulders and then I looked up the word hoist because
it seems like a naval term
aggressive
and
it said hoist to raise something by means of ropes and pulleys.
Okay, all right, if I had to choose again I probably wouldn't say hoist I'm a Navy guy, and that's we use that term.
I found a word that's worse than moist, and it's hoist.
Oh, so we're cool, right, then?
Because we're cool.
We're very cool.
As long as you get that muffin by tomorrow.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian Neff. The most music for your workday. Next. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More 80s. More variety at work.
Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. I got a kick out of your Facebook post yesterday. LBF.
Oh, did you?
That was funny. So you have a mouse in the house, huh?
I was minding my own business, watching a really riveting documentary, and no one was at home. And it was like, Lucy was at play practice, so it was like 5 o'clock. And it was quiet. And all of a sudden, I just heard something, and I looked over into my living room. And a mouse scurried across the beautiful scene of my tree and the piano and I flipped out. I had heard it before, but I was ignoring it. I thought it was just something.
You didn't want to know.
No, I didn't want to know. And
there's a mouse in the house.
There's a mouse in the house.
You don't have a cat.
No, I don't have a cat.
See, there you go.
No.
But your basement is unfinished.
Fieldstone.
Oh, boy, Fieldstone.
Yeah, and it's a dirt basement.
Yeah, well, you have a mouse in the house. What are you going to do?
Well, I was wondering if you can rent a cat, because I don't want to commit to a cat.
You know what? Maybe a cat for a week.
Like a cat, yeah.
Just a visiting.
Or an elderly cat.
No. You want an aggressive,
good mouser.
Yeah,
I need a good
mouser. I need the Dexter of cats.
I
need a cat that
means
like,
business. Comes in, just want to lounge around
fed. Dave sets the traps, but then it becomes.
What's he using on the traps?
I think he usually uses peanut butter, but then he becomes
he gets his
like,
tongue stuck in the trap.
Gets a little hungry.
Ow! All right, but he's like Bill Murray, and he gets really like upset with losing the battle. He's like he'll be like, go downstairs, and the mouse
double
will
the
take the
peanut butter
and then not get caught.
Oh, they're tricky. They're tricky. All right, we have some advice on the phone here. We have Joan on the phone. You have some advice for LBF? Joan?
I do. Hi, how are you?
We're good. Give us some advice.
I had my first mouse this summer.
Oh, God.
And as far as a trap goes, get the tomcat. It's self-contained. You don't see the mouse. He climbs in to get the peanut butter, snapshot, and you just throw the trap away.
Oh, look at that.
So you don't see the carnage.
No, you don't see it.
First of all, I don't see the carnage because Dave's in charge of that because he's from New Jersey.
I sat in the aisle of the hardware store crying, looking at all the traps.
Oh, I know.
I finally decided on that one.
So they check in. They don't check out. Okay.
Right. It's like all Hotel California.
It's like a little mini Motel 6 called Tomcat. And then somebody recommended to me Irish Spring soap.
Oh, you know what? We have that.
All of it. So I have a bottle down in my laundry room. I have one under my sofa. I have one under the sink. That's where he was this summer. And peppermint oil.
Well, what does the Irish soap do before you go? They try to eat
smell.
It?
They,
oh,
it's for the some smell. Reason, no, for some reason they don't like the smell, so they stay away. And somebody who has a cabin up in northern New Hampshire recommended that to me. And I've only seen, well, I never even saw the mouse. He just went into his little thing and disappeared. But
I've never had evidence since then of any others.
Well,
and
look
the
at
peppermint
that.
Oil, I have a little ramekin of peppermint oil with a sponge sitting in it under my sink, because I think that's where he had come in. And they don't like the smell of that, and they won't come around. So you can buy that like at Michael's or something, concentrated peppermint oil.
Either go. That or they have really fresh breath.
And, well, okay. And you don't want a cat because the cat's going to bring you the mouse. So
that's exactly it. Because they're like, here, a present for you,
yeah,
and I don't
want
to see that.
It's nice.
I don't
want to
see
all right,
that.
Thank you, Joan. That's all good
that.
Advice.
Thanks, Joan.
You know, at least you go to New Hampshire
it's
because,
good luck.
Thank you. Let's go to New Hampshire because
okay,
that's where
they know.
A lot of them. Okay. Is this Bonnie?
Yes.
All right. So she's got a mouse in the house. Any recommendations?
Yes. I live in New Hampshire also, and I have not had luck with the Irish Spring soap.
Okay.
However, I have a rat zapper. You can get it on Amazon. They're like $35.
Rat yeah. zapper.
Rat zapper.
Okay.
And it runs on battery. It's like this little self-contained metal. Looks kind of like a small torpedo kind of thing with an opening at one end. I put chocolate Cheerios in. You press the button. The light comes on that says it's on. You put it near where the mouse was. The mouse goes in. He gets zapped with, you know, I don't know, 50,000 volts, whatever.
50,000?
Oh, my God, it's like the Green Mile.
you empty it out in a little trash bag and throw it away.
All right.
Wow, you guys, you know what? Our listeners are, they're hardcore.
The rat zapper.
I like it. It's, you know, it's different.
It's perfect.
All right.
And it kills them right away, and you don't see any bloody guts or anything.
Just smell a little bit of burnt
toast.
Hair
yeah,
in the air.
Ooh, thanks, Bob.
How long do you cook them?
Rat zapper.
Wow, okay.
Oh, you feel better?
Right. I feel a little
Remember this
better.
Little Tom and Jerry? You
I
need
know.
Tom. You
now,
need
Tom
a Tomcat.
Tom was constantly slamming into walls. No,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
All right, I'll keep you updated. If that mouse is there when I get home
Which
today.
One are you going to go with? The rat zapper?
You know, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
50,000 watts.
Wow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.